The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1986, it was a milestone that computer users everywhere wish had never happened. The first computer virus aimed at personal computer users. The virus, which infected the boot sector of early hard drives, was supposedly meant to be a deterrent to software piracy. In 2006, NASA launched New Horizons, bound for a planet that wasn't even considered a planet anymore, Pluto.
4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition and liftoff of NASA's New Horizons spacecraft on a decade-long voyage to visit the planet Pluto and then beyond. T plus 15 seconds. Everything continues to look good. As the Atlas V vehicle climbs away from Florida's east coast, the 5 solid rocket strap-on boosters are burning just fine, sending the New Horizons spacecraft on its way to the very edge of our solar system.
New Horizons was just beginning a 9-year voyage through the solar system that would carry it to the tiny world that was once considered the outermost planet, a destination it wouldn't reach until 2015. In 1967, it was Captain Kirk up against the Gorn in the classic Star Trek episode Arena.
Yes.
What is it, Spock?
Invention, Doctor. First, potassium nitrate. And now, if you can find some sulfur and a charcoal deposit, or ordinary coal.
What's she doing?
Diamonds, the hardest known substance. Impelled by sufficient force, they would make formidable projectiles.
What force?
Recall your basic chemistry, Doctor. Gunpowder.
Captain. Let us be reasonable. You have lost. Admit it to yourself. Stop running.
In 1985, the Doctor matched wits with a money-grabbing alien creature named Syl in part one of the Doctor Who story, Vengeance on Veros.
Who are other people helping rebels? If he should be of another mining corporation, our contracts are ended.
No, he is unknown to us.
I would wish them dead. Only that would please my company.
And in 2002, the Sci-Fi Channel tried to revive B5.
David, as a wise man said, we live for the one, we die for the one. And as another wise man said, it ain't over till it's over.
The Babylon 5 TV movie, The Legend of the Rangers, premiered on this day, an attempt to launch a new cast on new adventures in the B5 universe, with a guest starring appearance by Andreas Katsoulis, the last time he played Ambassador Jakar.
As I understand it, this human is here today because he chose to preserve the lives of his crew instead of fighting an impossible battle and getting them all killed.
A violation of Minbari tradition.
That is correct.
We live for the one, we die for the one. All that.
Yes.
Interesting that you place all your emphasis on the second half of that sentence.
His actions have led other Rangers into dissension.
Indeed. They put their lives and their careers at risk for his sake. I've met very few who can foster that kind of loyalty. One in particular comes to mind. Stubborn, difficult, fractious, annoying, independent, and willful.
And what happened to him?
He became the president of this alliance, of which the Atlas Shock is part.
Unfortunately, Sci-Fi aired the movie against a major NFL playoff game, and the ratings didn't win a series pickup. and in 2006.
Geppetto is closer to cloning a human being than anyone ever has been.
I've seen photos of cloned embryos in the papers.
That's the result of legitimate research. Those embryos are not allowed to develop beyond 14 days. And the stem cells that they get from those embryos, they have the potential to become repair kits for the human body. If stem cell research is allowed to continue, it will revolutionize medicine. It will bring hope to tens of thousands of people at the moment have none.
And what has this got to do with what Geppetto's doing?
Well, stem cell research is already massively controversial. Geppetto trying to create his monster to play right into the hands of those people who argue that it should be banned.
And that would be bad?
No, it wouldn't be bad. It'd be catastrophic.
Patrick Stewart staked out new sci-fi territory in the first episode of the short-lived ITV series, 11th Hour. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and The Big Finish Doctor Who Audio Adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Kane.